This is topic 10, where a tool for understanding an athlete's reaction to a competitive effort is discussed. This topic focuses on a procedure for evaluating a competitive performance with a view to improving the structure of subsequent competitive strategies. Underlying its presentation is this author's opinion that many competitive efforts occur but fail to be followed up with significant and beneficial feedback. The provision of beneficial feedback is what is discussed in this topic. Strategies for competitions need to be refined frequently so that their effectiveness can be maximized. Each use of a strategy in a competition should be evaluated. It is necessary to follow a set of consistent procedures when assessing the content, implementation, and success of strategies. Otherwise, the benefit from competing will largely be lost. The process for performing a competition evaluation is termed debriefing. The evaluation of a competitive performance is an essential feature of modern sport. The purpose of the evaluation is to determine what features do not need to be changed or improved and those that do. If that is done, then the next performance should be better than the one that was evaluated. It should consist of the features that went well in the previous contest and the unsatisfactory features that have been improved through subsequent training. If that is done, an athlete should expect and demonstrate continued improvements in competitions. There should be no performance regression. This procedure should also contribute to the consistency of performances. Debriefing is also a method for enhancing the relevance of training for competitions. Activities should be planned that will allow weak strategy and performance elements to be improved through practice. When improvements are demonstrated at training, athletes should predict that they will perform better in the next competition. It is not only the strategy elements that are in need of improvement which should be practiced. Opportunities for some repetition of the satisfactory elements should be provided to avoid athletes forgetting or becoming worse in them through a lack of practice. Strategy use promotes a coaching responsibility. Opportunities to practice strategy content and to emphasize content and activities that need to be improved have to be programmed in satisfactory amounts. Without such practice time and repetitions, the performance enhancement potential of strategies will be reduced. On the website in front of you is a listing of the 15 major items that are the contents of a debriefing log. When these contents are reviewed, it will see that they focus on a number of factors. One is, how well was the athlete able to perform the intentions of the competitive effort? The second one is to analyze that performance into things that are done well and things that weren't done well. Of the items that weren't done well, some relevance for subsequent training is developed in the mind of the athlete. And finally, the way that the competition was performed is assessed. In these items, particularly number 14, there are reference to various exercises which come from the textbook Mental Skills Training for Sports. At the bottom of the page is a link that takes you to a full, formalized, set-out debriefing log for any performance. If you feel you'd like to use this procedure and evaluate whether it is effective or not, then download this PDF file, print it out, and use it in your situation. The evaluations of competitive performances in detail and immediately after a performance will lead to the maximization of benefits from competitions rather than ignoring those benefits. This completes topic 10.